The Taiwan Question and its Settlement. The Taiwan Question, connotatively speaking, includes the following three aspects. 1. The Taiwan Question is a question left over by the Civil War in China, and it is purely China's internal affair. On October 1, 1949, the People's Republic of China was founded, and a group of military and political officials of the Kuomintang retreated to Taiwan after being defeated. With the support of the then US administration, they set up a separate regime in Taiwan by the force of arms. So, the Taiwan Question is first of all the question of the relationships between the government of the People's Republic of China, the sole legal government representing the entire Chinese people, with the capital in Beijing, and the Taiwan authorities. And it should be resolved by the Chinese on both sides of the Taiwan Straits. 2. The Taiwan Question is a question of the Chinese government and people safeguarding state sovereignty and territorial integrity, defending national honour and opposing external interference. The US government should strictly observe the principles enshrined in the three Sino-US joint communiques, and thoroughly correct and stop various erroneous practices of making use of the Taiwan Question to interfere in China's internal affairs and obstruct the reunification of China. 3. The Taiwan Question is in essence a struggle between the forces for and against division, and between the forces for and against Taiwan independence. And the focus is the struggle between one China and two Chinas. The Chinese government and people adhere to the principle of one China, resolutely oppose all schemes aimed at splitting the country and the nation, and resolutely oppose any attempts of creating two Chinas, one China and one Taiwan, or Taiwan independence. The basic position of the Chinese government regarding the settlement of the Taiwan question is peaceful reunification, one country, two systems. Its basic contents are 1. Only one China. There is only one China in the world, and Taiwan is an inalienable part of China. The Chinese government is firmly against any words or deeds designed to split China's sovereignty and territorial integrity. It opposes two Chinas, one China, one Taiwan, one country, two governments, or any attempt or act that could lead to independence of Taiwan. Taiwan's status as an inalienable part of China has been determined and cannot be changed. Self-determination for Taiwan is out of the question. 2. Coexistence of two systems. On the premise of one China, the mainland of China will practice the socialist system and Taiwan will maintain the original system. The two systems will coexist for a long time and develop side by side without one swallowing up the other. After reunification, Taiwan's current socio-economic system, its way of life, and its economic and cultural ties with foreign countries can remain unchanged. Private property, houses, land, business ownership, legal inheritance, and investments by overseas Chinese and foreigners on the island will all be protected by law. 3. A high degree of autonomy. After reunification, Taiwan will become a special administrative region. Different from the other provinces or regions of China, it will have its own administrative and legislative powers, an independent judiciary, and the right of adjudication on the island. It may conclude commercial and cultural agreements with foreign countries, and enjoy certain rights in foreign affairs. It will run its own party, political, military, economic, financial, and cultural affairs. It may keep its military forces, and the central government will not dispatch troops or administrative personnel to the island. On the other hand, representatives of the government of the special administrative region and those from different circles of Taiwan may be appointed to senior posts in the central government and participate in the running of national affairs. 4. Peace negotiations. It is the common aspiration of the entire Chinese people to achieve reunification of the country by peaceful means through contacts and negotiations. People on both sides of the straits are all Chinese. It would be a great tragedy for all if China's territorial integrity and sovereignty were to be split and its people were to be drawn into a fratricide.